the reasons that Bitcoin has gained so much traction since its birth in 2009 is because its network has no single point of failure. People can feel confident that an earthquake in Asia, a power outage in South America, or political censorship in North America won't take the network offline.
That's independent Bitcoin journalist Amanda B. Johnson. Bitcoin is a form of virtual currency, now worth nearly $11 billion globally. It's been criticised for being unregulated by governments, for unpredictable currency fluctuations, and use in criminal activities, including drug dealing. Blockchain is the technology behind it. It's being hailed as a potentially transforming technology in finance and banking. Blockchain promises to make transactions faster and cheaper because it bypasses banks and records are kept only by users, not by a third party. Now, banks want a piece of the pie. So what does blockchain mean for the future of finance and how it will impact on the way we do banking? Vincent Su spoke to Marco Navone from the UTS Business School to find out more.
Blockchain is simply a way to regulate a large number of transactions. Okay, so whenever a lot of people are buying and selling something, you need somebody to keep a ledger, basically a bookkeeper who knows who owns what. If we have a certain amount of money and we start exchanging money, we need somebody to keep track. You know, how much money do you have? How much money do I have? And with blockchain is basically a very sophisticated technology that basically manages to do this.
So how does it relate to Bitcoin technology then?
Whenever people exchange bitcoins, it's through the blockchain that you know exactly how many bitcoins every person has. The thing that is different between the blockchain and traditional methodologies of achieving this goal is that usually you have a centralized ledger. You have somebody in the middle of the network, a bank, a central bank, an institution that keeps the ledger, keeps record of all the transactions. With blockchain, what happens is that you can get rid of this central intermediary, this central bank, this central subject who keeps the ledger, because every participant has a copy of the ledger. So the ledger is so-called distributed.
How did blockchain technology all start out?
That's very fascinating. Basically, it started with a white paper, with a working paper published in October 2008 by a guy called Satoshi Nakamoto. And nobody knows who really this person is. It's kind of a mystery. But this Satoshi Nakamoto published this working paper on the idea of creating a currency, a virtual currency, or what is called now a cryptocurrency. And in this paper, he also detailed the technology of the blockchain. So how to create a currency without the need of a central bank.
So blockchain started out with bitcoins. Can you explain how blockchain is being adapted for use with existing currency?
When people started looking at Bitcoin very carefully, they immediately realized that there is a technical separation between Bitcoins and the blockchain. So the blockchain can be used to regulate transactions on all kinds of things, among which Bitcoins. People started to say, okay, Bitcoins maybe will work, maybe will be successful, maybe will not be successful. But the blockchain, the technology underlying, is very smart, is very valuable. Financial institutions started thinking, okay, can we use the same technology to regulate other kinds of transactions? So, for example, the Australian Stock Exchange, the ASX, now is planning to study the possibility of using blockchain technology to regulate the transactions of stocks. So, in the future, maybe, whenever you buy or sell stocks on the Australian market, there will no longer be the central authority that keeps accounts and keeps the ledger of who owns which stocks, but will all be regulated with a blockchain.
So what's happening is that the role of banks and other financial institutions will change. So what exactly does this mean for the future of banks?
Well, the reality is that nobody really knows, okay? So we are just in the infancy of this technology, and there are some financial institutions that are investing a lot of research in this. Others and some consulting firms that are saying, look, it's a very smart technology, but we'll never overtake the system because it has some limitations, so we don't really know what's going to happen. But what we can say for sure is that if blockchain becomes widely used to regulate financial transactions, you will have a smaller role for financial institutions whose job is to regulate these transactions. So basically, banks are going to lose a part of their business. Now, how fast this will happen, or even will this happen on a large scale, we still really don't know.
So in what ways could blockchain potentially change the way we handle our own financial affairs?
So far, the only applications that have been discussed between big banks and big financial institutions don't really involve final clients. They are basically being discussed as a way to regulate transactions between banks, among banks, not so much among clients. But you can imagine that the same thing could percolate down and maybe one day be applied on a larger scale on transactions between clients. Now, the good thing is that for the final user, really nothing changes, because it's like something that changes under the hood. So it's like you have a normal car with a combustion engine and then you move to a electric car. Well, the way you drive really doesn't change. Just the technology under the hood has changed. Now, if we start using blockchain, it could create an increase in efficiency. So, for example, what happens now is that even today, if you try to make a bank transfer at like, 4 or 5 p.m., the money will not physically move from, well, the money will never physically move, but the balance will not move from your account to the other person's account until the next day or maybe 2 days. Now, potentially, if the system was managed by a blockchain, the transaction could be much faster. Since you don't have the central bookkeeper, but everything is a network between participants, theoretically, the transactions should be faster, cheaper, and somebody also say more reliable. We still don't know about this reliability issue, but they should be faster. So what could happen for you is that whenever you transfer money from banks, or you sell stocks, or you buy stocks, it should be a faster and smoother process.
Will there be a need for a rethink in the way governments regulate the financial industry as blockchain grows in popularity?
A question that everybody is asking now is, when technology firms start playing the role of financial intermediaries in the market, because either they manage a blockchain or they manage a robo-advisor that tells people how to invest their money, etc., should the technology firms be regulated as financial institutions? And that's something that we still don't fully understand. It's a common theme in this technology disruption and revolution that we see today. It's the same thing when Uber starts playing as a taxi driver. If a technology firm that is not a bank starts playing a role that is similar to the role of a bank, should this technology firm be regulated as a bank? So that's the big question that I think will have to be addressed in the next years.
Well, given how transformative blockchain is hyped up to be, what are some of the problems that will need to be addressed before blockchain goes more mainstream?
Well, I think the biggest problem will be to set the standards, because the blockchain is a technology, but there are many decisions and many standards to be set. So now everybody is trying to apply blockchain in a slightly different way. So first of all, we will have to decide standards, for example, in terms of speed and reliability, etc. And then I think that one of the biggest problems that will have to be addressed is the one of responsibility, because nowadays we know exactly whenever we transfer money who is responsible for the transfer in every moment, who is there to certify that the money is physically present, etc. With the blockchain, we will have to solve these problems all over again and find solutions to these issues.
Marco Navoni, Senior Lecturer in the Finance Discipline Group at the University of Technology Sydney Business School, speaking with Vincent Su.